That one's recording. That one is also recording. That's just that one. Okay. Just wait for Teams. Okay. They can hear you. What's the point? I can hear you. Okay, just checking. I'm actually sharing the screen this time. So. Okay, this is the Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors special meeting, March 7th, 2023. This meeting is being recorded. Start with roll call. Ian Owen Powell, I am present. Todd Weisler.
Present.
Guy Fulcetti.
Present.
Jess McElvey. Just left as we started there. Give her a second to come back. Jess, we're in roll call. I was just calling you. Jess McElvey, present at the meeting. And you're muted. I believe. Jess, you seem to be muted at the moment. I'm not sure she can hear me either. I can push the message her.
Hey, Lucy, you're not muted.
Thank you.
Going well.
Can't even make it through roll call?
Apparently not today. Hang
so
on.
This is where the magic happens.
Yeah. Why do I okay. You just text as well. I thought I just messaged, but apparently. No.
I can't hear you guys.
Okay. Can you hear us now? Taking that as a... sorry, I may have muted myself inadvertently there.
Okay, I can hear you now, and yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, that would fix that problem then. Clearly that was on me, sorry. And finally, roll call, Russ Panerton.
Still present.
Still present. Excellent. Okay, we have board quorum. Call the meeting to order, 1906. Short meeting agenda this evening, but probably a lot of discussion. So the meeting agenda is, as I posted, I think yesterday evening. There is one change. We added a resolution that we may need to pass. We can discuss shortly about how we're going to run the department in the interim. It's going to be 202307.
So this is the interim between the interim chief or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
But I'll get. I will get to that in a second.
That's fine.
But I understand your question. It's a. I'm going to make the motion we approve the meeting agenda.
Second.
Russ?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Jess?
Yes.
Okay. We do have public on the meeting. If there's any public statements, comments or questions anybody would like to make, now is the time. There'll also be opportunity at the end of the meeting. Indeed. I don't hear any online. Anybody in the room wish to make a statement?
I'd be willing to make a statement.
You do?
Yes.
Do you want to move forward just so the mic picks you up? Thank you.
Scott Pappin, chair of the house, and I live within district. I also happen to be a volunteer here in this fire department, and I'd like to state that in this process, I think there's a strong opinion among a number of people within this fire department that we already have a person on our team here, a captain who would be a very professional, well-trusted, very capable, motivating, productive interim chief for the time being.
Okay.
Charlie Schmidman. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you. Appreciate the statement. anybody else has any statements? Okay, should also note for the record that Lisi Zamarupa is also on the call, who's our HR consultant. So I asked her to come along. Two reasons. One is to talk to us about the permanent chief process, just to remind us of all the pieces in that, and also because she may have some other insight for us. So there are two items on our agenda this evening. Obviously, both stemming from the events from last week, which, just to recap, Chief Michael Scott resigned from the department last week, which again leaves us in the position where we are without a chief, as we recall from the last time. First thing we're going to need to do is appoint an interim chief, and I'd like us to discuss what process we want to go through to do that. And then we also need to work on the process of appointing a permanent chief. I'd like to hear the board's thoughts on how we move forward with that. And then the last item is a resolution that would allow the department to be able to be managed productively and efficiently without having to invoke the board every single time a decision has to be made, which we know is a problem that we had to fight through in the past, and it made for a lot of friction and a lot of issues of making the department move forward. So start with appointing an interim chief. Basically, as we know, there are two choices for this. We can appoint an internal person as the interim chief, or we could try an external process. From my experience, trying to get an external interim chief was next to impossible.
And a waste of time.
So I don't know, anybody else have an opinion on appointing an interim chief internally, externally, how they feel that process should go?
Last time it was an internal process, wasn't it?
We tried externally for about 6 to 8 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
The interim process?
On the interim chief process? Just even to find anybody that was even interested in being an interim chief.
But then, at some point, it was an interim process, right? Because
we had an internal interim process.
Yeah. Right.
Just to move it forward.
And at least your thought is, use that process versus the other process looking externally, or are you looking at, in the internal process, a different process from the internal process we did last time?
I'm looking for, a different process. I'd like to expedite this so that we're not rudderless like we were before for too long. Particularly as we have a lot of changes that are still in progress. I'd like to keep them moving forward.
In that, at least, and I'm sure we've all thought about this more, one of the key questions that rise to the top of my mind is, if the interim chief is eligible to apply for the permanent position?
That is a question for us to answer this evening, if we wish to go down that way.
At least in my mind, that's probably one of the key questions to answer in this whole process.
Can I get a clarification? Are you saying we need to decide that tonight for the permanent chief position, or are you just saying that that's something we need to consider later, and consider what the required qualifications from the board's point of view for a permanent chief.
Well, at least from my standpoint, if we appoint an interim chief,
uh-huh.
and then we go along later on and say, the interim chief cannot apply for the permanent position, then that's disingenuous to the person who took that position.
Agreed.
Yeah. Right.
I would vote against barring the interim chief from applying for the full-time position. I don't think there would be no reason.
Double negative. Yeah. I would probably agree with that, depending on the process we want to go through on this. And then, like in all the other things, if we said that the interim chief could not apply, then that would probably change candidates we would get, and then what our actions were, right? At least in my, kind of in my mind. Now, whether or not it plays out that way, I don't know, but so.
Yeah, my recollection, correct me if I'm wrong, those of you that were here, we decided to look internally, I think we held interviews and made a decision based on the candidates that put forward the desire to be the interim chief. And then I think as we transitioned to the permanent chief, I believe that we had kind of established somewhat of base credentials that we were looking for. And I thought that we felt internally we didn't have somebody that might be able to fit those credentials at the time.
Yeah.
But now, I'd have to say, we are dealing with a completely different situation because we have a lot more, I think.
It's a different situation, right?
Yeah, it's a different situation, but we have history also of going through a period of time with an interim chief and a period of time going out and searching externally.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that, I think we can make a much better decision going forward.
Yeah. And while we're going, what I'm trying to do is pick off hard questions or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, you're good.
the other one is, as Ian was pulling up that document, is that do we try to do an internal process or do we try to engage some type of third party to help us through it?
Yeah.
Last time, because of our situation and what we were trying to do, I think ultimately we wanted to, we looked with a third party, and I can't remember, it was like $20,000-$25,000 for that engagement and stuff.
And that was for the permanent?
For the permanent chief.
Yeah.
Yes, for the permanent chief. I'm not trying to push one way or another. I'm just trying to say, knock off the critical questions, because at some point, we'll say we need to work on various things.
Todd, when I was the interim, I was excluded from applying
for the permanent.
Correct.
I remember that.
And the rationale for that was what? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I think it was a couple of things. It was the qualifications that we were looking for. So I'm pleased to say that all of our shift captains now hold in terms of leadership qualifications. And the other one, I think, was a desire to try and bring in some outside influence.
I agree those would be things we would want to see in the candidates, but I don't think they would preclude someone who might be unqualified to apply,
mm-hmm.
and then they just wouldn't make the qualification cut. But it sounded like they were prevented from applying, which that doesn't sound right to me.
Well, that's the process we went through before, and all I'm just trying to say is when we're going through this, I think making that decision early on, and I'd probably agree with you right now, is I wouldn't make that exclusion right now. But I think that's a critical point in making this decision, because that'll definitely impact the candidates that apply for both, or definitely in the interim, and then hopefully for the permanent.
Yeah.
So.
Give me a second. I wouldn't preclude the interim from applying for the chief's role. We had a lot of difficulties with the legal process last time, just understanding it and understanding all the pieces, and I think that may have led us down part of that road as well. So.
Yeah, and I would say that if I were to do it all over again back then, I'd do it the same way. I'd decide the same way, because back then we wanted to see a culture shift, right? And we felt that bringing in someone from the outside would help to accelerate that culture shift.
I
agree with that completely. It was just it's like we're preventing anyone from the department for applying. It's like I think you should apply. And it's like you don't meet our qualifications. So, but thank you for applying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so no, I agree with the outside thing like that, and that's good. I'm glad we're a year and some months down the road, so we've had a little extra seasoning from outside.
But I do want to add that after we went through the interim period and after we brought in the permanent chief, what I observed during that interim period was a very healthy culture shift prior to the new chief coming on.
Yes.
And it was astounding, mm-hmm. from my point of view.
Yeah, it's the body becomes healthier when you cure the disease.
Okay. Lisa wanted to join in and had a comment for us.
Hi, good evening. Sorry I couldn't be there, but I'm glad I was able to jump in remotely. Just listening to your conversation and learning a little bit about what you went through last time, I wanted to clarify a few things and maybe add a little bit more to the discussion for you to consider. The interim position or slash acting position, it's really meant to keep the district going. Under normal circumstances, the district is going to want to establish a job description of what you're looking for in that candidate in your next fire chief. Different districts, especially the district your size, a lot of the times they will customize their job description that will allow internal applicants qualify for the position. Other times they truly don't have anybody qualified internally, so they may have very specific ideas of what they're looking for. For example, prior fire chief experience, more than likely your current staff may not meet that. Per Colorado law, you have to allow internal candidates to apply. So that's not really an option. When you choose to post this position, which has to be within 6 months from when the interim takes place, which would be sometime this week, most likely, we have to post it before 6 months. It can't be a permanent position, so you can't have an interim and then move them into a permanent position unless you agree to that as of now, which I would advise against. What you'd want to do is you want to move somebody into the interim at either a special board meeting or your next board meeting. Look at a job description, look at what you're looking for, what you want to do going forward, what worked, what didn't work, and then the board votes on that and says, yes, this is what we want to recruit for. And then we can't post it externally prior to notifying our current employees that they're eligible to apply. They may not meet the qualifications, but if they do, they're able to apply. So that's one of the key things that even if somebody is an interim, we can't exclude them from the process later on, unless you change those qualifications and they don't meet them. But truly the interim position is really meant to just keep the district going. So I don't want the board to feel rushed to make a decision on what those qualifications should be today, because you can change your mind. You might decide today that maybe you're thinking about keeping the position internal, but maybe 60 days from now you might realize maybe we need to go external and we're going to open it up for external and internal candidates. The key thing to remember is that this person cannot be interim or acting chief for longer than 6 months. We have to make a decision before then.
Lucy, would you say longer than 6 months?
It cannot be longer than 6 months. We would have to start the recruitment process within 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think any of us have a desire for it to be that far out anyway. Yeah. I'd like to resolve this as soon as we can. Give me 1 second.
So I just want to clarify something.
Yes.
Because I've heard two different things. So the permanent position must be filled within 6 months or just posted within 6 months?
We would need to start the recruitment process within 6 months.
Okay.
So was that that's for the permanent position?
Correct.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I understood. So this was the...
Even if, let's say, the interim person, even if you think that's going to be your permanent fire chief, you still have to do a recruitment process. You still have to post it internally. You don't have to go externally. But the state of Colorado does require that, A, you post it, B, you send it out to your internal staff to make sure that everybody has an equal opportunity to apply. You may only have one person who's interested, or you may have a couple, but the state does require that we have a hiring process.
Understood. You said post it. What does that mean? You know, because last time...
So that means that we have a formal job posting. It can go internally only, or it can go internally and externally. The state just does not allow you to only post it externally. It always has to be posted internally. So it would just be a formal job posting. We're looking for a fire chief. You would you would write out your dates of how long it's going to be, if you're going to have it posted for 1 week, 6 weeks, and then that allows candidates to apply during that window. But we do have to have something posted to allow people to apply for the position.
Okay, and sorry, I just need to clarify that. So that's just for the permanent position. Do we have to do the same for the interim chief? Or can we just post that separately, internally, while we get ourselves set up for permanent chief?
For the interim position, you do not need to have a posting. It's only for the permanent position.
Copy. Thank you. That was where I was getting confused.
And at least on the interim position, can we choose whatever process we want?
Honestly, you could really just appoint anybody. I mean, whoever you thought would be fit. It's not meant to be an indicator of who you want to fill the position. It's really meant to be who can currently run the show until we can find the right person.
Okay.
It might be that person, it might not, but it's not meant to be an indicator of whoever you select as an interim. It's not meant to be, this is who we're going to hire as a fire chief. It can be, but you're not tied to anything. It's really just meant, this is who your person is for now, and we're going to figure out the details. Because for a fire chief process, it's always going to be long, even if we try to expedite it, because there's certain state laws that we have to follow. You can't appoint a permanent person tomorrow. But it truly could be anybody that you think is able to run the fire department. Is all you have to do is make a motion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy. I appreciate mm-hmm. that clarification. Like I said from last time, it was still unclear in my head about all of the legal aspects of this.
Yeah, and what's difficult about your department is that under normal circumstances, there's one person underneath the fire chief. So usually you'll have like a deputy chief you'll have somebody who reports to the fire chief, and naturally, that's almost always who's selected to be the interim fire chief. But because you don't have that, you have just your three captains, it makes it a little bit more challenging to determine who should be your interim chief. But under normal circumstances, it's always whoever is next in the org chart who will normally get selected to be the interim chief.
Understood. On that note, we have all three captains present in this meeting. If any of you guys are interested in being interim chief, you just want to make your intent known.
Please.
At this point, I think the board would welcome that. So aye from Charlie Schmidtman.
Yes.
If the board decides that the interim...
What was the question, Ian?
The question is if any of the shift captains at this time are interested in being appointed interim chief, they just let the board know at this point before we start moving forward. You are aye, okay.
Aye.
Only if the board decides that the interim chief is not able to be full-time chief am I interested in being interim chief.
Okay. Is that clear? So Connor says yes, he's interested as long as it's not full-time.
And that's
full-time.
Correct. What about the other
right.
guy? What have we said?
I am only interested in either of the chief positions if the interim chief cannot be made interim chief.
And she has stated that you can't, the interim chief can't just be all of a sudden the chief without the proper recruitment process.
But last time what we said is the interim chief could not apply for the permanent position.
Right, and I heard that's not legal under Colorado law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That is correct.
Oh.
It was also my recollection, this could be wrong, so Charlie was not interested in being permanent chief next time around.
I think that's fine. Then the interim chief, if that person was not interested in applying to be a permanent chief, they simply wouldn't apply for that posting, which we have to put out within 6 weeks or 6 months.
Yes.
So.
Then I'm not interested, full stop.
In interim.
Either.
Yeah.
Okay. Full stop.
Okay.
Good to know.
That was all pretty clear. I don't know.
All right. Well, hold on. What's going on, Connor?
Oh, hey, what's up, Jess? We're at a board meeting.
Connor took the very long way around of saying no, he's not interested in interim chief.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Connor is not interested. So the two shift captains who are interested is Kyle and Charlie. So if the board wishes to just move forward and appoint an interim chief this evening, we can do so. We can also ask them to apply in writing and make a decision, say, in 5 days, if we want to sit on it and make a decision. Obviously, there's arguments both ways on that.
Well, that's a real thinker for me. I guess I'd like some time to think about it. I mean, I don't know. Scott said before, Charlie did an excellent job, no doubt about it. But then we gave him the opportunity to do that,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, you know, is it a chance to give Kyle an opportunity to do that?
I feel I have a conflict, obviously. I think they're both equally as qualified in terms of qualifications, but I would be biased on the fact that watching how Charlie managed the department in the interim process last time, I would have little hesitation asking him to do that again.
I would agree with you. I think he did a great job. But then once again, what I would push back on that is that Charlie got the opportunity, and then I'd also say Kyle that went behind it and then supported him the whole way.
Okay.
Right? You know, so, and then.
It's a tough choice.
Right? You know, so.
And we don't have to decide this tonight.
I
would like to do, let me say what I would like. I would like to see this resolved within a week, that we have an interim chief. I don't have a super preference on either of the candidates. I think they're both equally as capable. But if you pushed me in a direction, I gave you my opinion.
Another way to put it from my perspective is I think we got three excellent captains, and I would like to give each one of them an opportunity to build a resume so they have a chance in the future to possibly be a captain somewhere else. Because in going through the process, I think as Lucy stated, they had to have captain experience, right? And then basically that pretty much knocked everybody out, at least internally for us.
Chief experience,
yes, sorry. Sorry.
You're good.
I'd like to try to do something like that. And then at least the other thing that was going through my mind, I think Lucy mentioned this, is that is there a second in command or something like that? And then like a battalion captain, or what's the terminology, you know, in the fire department relative to that? Because when I remember going through reading resumes last time, if a individual had either captain or battalion captain experience, and then at that point that got him the check mark on the resume, and then you started looking deeper enough into what that person actually did. I don't know if that answers.
I think financially, we're not able to hire another person. We have to hire a chief. We have three captains. It'd be wonderful to hire more paid staff, but I don't know. I don't think that's in the budget. Although
we can't afford that, and we went down that road, through that thought process last time round, and financially, and it doesn't make sense for a department of this size. It becomes really staff heavy. So that's kind of a different conversation, I think, about the permanent side. What we really need to decide is just interim chief. Do you just want to appoint somebody? Do you want them to apply in some way? Why I'd be good for chief? What my plan is for the department for while you figure that out, figure out who should be chief, and then we can look at the process for permanent chief. And to a degree, some of this might be partly decided by our decision on how we wish to look for a permanent chief.
Yeah, I agree with you. Charlie's a known commodity, because we had him play that role. I agree with you that it'd be nice to give Kyle or whoever's interested the opportunity to show their capability as well. And I kind of, I don't know if this is, Lucy, if this is something that's, you know, standard practice, but it'd be really good from my point of view to know kind of what the team feels. You know, I think the culture shift has been great. I think the culture's healthy. I don't want to jeopardize that.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was a preponderance of, I'll say, the members felt one way or another, that would probably really heavily influence my decision.
Mm-hmm. Just a operational question, too. If Kyle or Charlie become interim chiefs, our press release said that was an executive position, but I'm curious, there are three shifts now, and so does one of those shift captains now work in double shift, or they are not shift, and so the remaining two captains have to cover the shifts as the chief just works an executive 40 or 80 hour week, whatever is necessary. And so,
last time I did two captains and a chief position.
Yeah.
So then the chief was not entirely executive, the acting, the interim chief was running calls.
Correct. Yeah.
So the acting chief was essentially one of the shifts.
Yes.
Two of the shifts
because we were very short-handed.
Oh, we only had two captains.
We only had two captains. We also didn't have PRNs, so we had
no extra
cover at all.
Okay.
So the way we did it last time, which was far from ideal, and again, a lot of this comes from our size, is that the interim chief was also working the shift captain role. But it was, because it is an administrative position, they became an exempt employee during that period.
Yeah, I was concerned, I don't want to burn out.
Trying to not make Lucy have a heart attack on this one.
That too.
But that was the only way we could make it work.
Okay.
Yeah, and typically that's how it works when you assign an internal interim. They have to balance their current role along with the fire chief role. It's very rare, at least what I've seen, for somebody to be able to completely abandon their regular duties to be able to be a full-time fire chief. They have to do a little bit of both, and we have to get a little bit creative. Typically, if you're going from a shift employee, you could probably move them to a 40-hour employee. Usually there's change in pay to accommodate their added responsibilities.
Yeah.
But under normal circumstances, they do balance both of the roles.
Yeah. So a piece I forgot in that was that we changed the pay of the shift captain, who was the interim, to be the chief's pay, which kind of balanced that excess of hours that they were having to put in and made it at least slightly attractive. And we have a way to do that until Texas. We can do the same thing in our current arrangement. What's different in our current arrangement is that we changed all of our shift captains' pay arrangements, so there was the gaping differential before that we don't have at the moment. But obviously we do have some flexibility in how we figure out the remuneration for being interim.
Good.
So Kyle, did you have something?
Yeah, my apologies. I'm trying to put children to bed.
No problem.
I do have a question. I guess this is probably for Lucy, just to make sure that we're clear. As I think some of the people on the board or the board is aware, I am a fully appointed fire chief for a district that is not bordering Nederland Fire Protection District, but does border one of our neighbors. And I do need to make sure that that would not be a conflict of interest as the interim.
I don't believe it would be.
No.
I can double check with our attorney. The other role, what are your hours?
It's like 9 hours a week, flexible.
Okay. Yeah, I don't anticipate that being a problem as long as the district is okay with the dual responsibilities. From the legal standpoint, I don't really see an issue with that. I'll double check with John. I think more than anything, it'll be whether the district is okay with the dual role.
Yeah.
You're said.
I don't see it being a conflict, just my opinion. But the board sees that. You can speak up.
Once upon a time.
I just want to make sure that that's out in the open. If anyone does see that as being a conflict, then.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for bringing that up.
Go ahead.
I don't know how the volunteer part of the department works anymore, but once upon a time, there were candidates for chief, which was a volunteer position, not paid,
mm-hmm.
and it was a vote of the membership, volunteer active membership, to elect their choice as chief.
Right.
Could something like that happen for the process to choose the interim chief?
Yes. Yeah, I could quite happily.
You could.
Go with that. Yeah. Oh. Sorry, go, Lucy.
You That's could leave it up to a vote if you wanted to for the interim chief.
Yeah.
It's really driven by the policy. The interim chief is probably the position where you will have the most flexibility and less restrictions from a legal standpoint. So you really could get creative on how you wanted to do that, given the uniqueness that you have two people who are interested and you don't have, based on the org chart, you don't have somebody who would naturally just move up to that role.
Yeah.
Thinking the membership might be best qualified to have observed all the rest, the applicants, and I don't know, they get some buy-in, and I'm thinking too, it's like, I'd like to resolve it as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And the next meeting is
15th.
12 hours, but I'm thinking general membership meeting is...
We don't really have general membership meetings anymore, but we can easily do a quick online vote.
Okay. I just have 911 on it right now.
But actually.
But actually we could.
Yes.
Just have to text Todd.
You want to do a blind that
or
way?
Or Sherry or something like that, so maybe see.
Because Charlie's a friend of mine, so I feel I'd almost need to recuse myself.
Well, that's kind of the same position that I'm in, which is all
so,
good. So if we did, we're saying doing an active 911 to... I have to make a number public. I don't want to do that.
To just the members?
Yeah.
Could we do to the
no, because it's on a, we're on a public.
Could
meeting.
We do it to the shift?
Oh, no, because it would go through active 911, wouldn't it? So
yeah, it just goes to our members.
Okay, if you're okay with that. Kyle, would you be okay with that as a process, just so we can get the interim chief position filled and move on? So we do an active 911 vote. It goes out to the membership. They can come back to us and tell us who they want.
I think that's fine. I think as long as the only concern that I have is that it creates divide, like the potential for creating divisiveness within the agency, but that's kind of it. You know, that's it.
Can we keep it?
Would it be better if you did something where whoever responds is anonymous to help avoid that divisive?
Yeah, so basically it's not responding to active 911, it's text somebody else's cell. So we were saying Sherry, who's independent in this. And then it's blind from that active 911 perspective.
And I would just...
Gotcha.
And then Sherry would just tally the votes and tell us what the answer is afterwards.
Okay.
So I think that...
Are you guys looking to... Are you looking to do that tonight?
Yeah, I've already started typing the message.
I think we're still discussing the process we would apply to select an interim person. So I just threw that out as one way we might do that.
I'm not really that excited about it, to be honest with you. I like hearing from the members and Scott's type of thing, but every time I hear something like this, I just think of like naming of a British battleship came out to McFloaty or something like that.
Floaty McBoatface, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not saying our members would do something like that, but sometimes you put something out to a group and you get, what? So
we would limit the choices.
Well, then
obviously you can't be a write-in.
Obviously I could see there can't be a write-in. So we can actually make the rules on this one, I believe.
That might be the binding vote. It's like, that's just a recommendation of the board. The final say is ours.
Yeah,
exactly. So we take responsibility for making a choice.
And we don't have to necessarily say, Kyle got 30 votes and Charlie got 2. We don't have to say what the outcome was.
And his wife voted.
But we...
Not for me, probably.
We just have it, as Russ said, we have it as another data point to help us with making a decision.
Either a vote or put it out to the members to say, we're looking at this, and then say, give us your feedback of what you'd like to see.
That's exactly what we're asking.
Rather than a binary
step.
To explain a little more of what they, and then I'd make it pretty quick. You got 24, 48 hours or something like that to be able to give us the feedback. And then I'd still do the same thing as, this is our feedback and it's our decision. We're the ones on the hook.
Yeah, it's a little less binary, that's true.
So quick question. Would you just put it out for people to vote, or would you would each candidate, I probably shouldn't call them candidate, but each interested individual, would they submit like a letter of intent or a letter of interest explaining why they're interested in the position, in the interim position, and then disseminating that information, or it would just solely be based on their interaction with the
individual? Oh, that's probably a better process, what you just said. That's a little more work, right? You know, for the candidates at us, but, you know.
Well, we can do a vote on which direction we want to take. So we could do.
I mean, the only thing I think about is, I mean, Kyle definitely does have a great point, and I don't know enough about the climate currently or what it was prior to Chief Scott. But one of the things to think about is if there's any favoritism, if there's any, there's just a lot of other things to consider when you put it out to vote. I don't know enough about all of the individuals to know if there is favoritism, if there is a preference. And not that it's, it would just be something to think about if that would be a potential, if that would be an issue. Again, I would just reiterate, whoever you appoint as an interim, it doesn't mean anything for the permanent position. It can, but it doesn't have to. So you're not tied to anything,
right?
Because either way, they have to apply. So if the board is more comfortable giving somebody else an opportunity, giving it a shot to be interim chief, you're not committed to anything. At the end of the day, you want to make it as seamless as possible. You want to be the least disruptive to your organization. And the more I think about it, the more I process. Sometimes some of these things are better where the board just makes a decision. That way you're not worried about causing unease with the rest of organization of like, we don't know what to do, so we're going to you. Because when you lose somebody, especially so suddenly like this, where we're, you know, we're, it's only been a year since you hired a new chief. Mm-hmm. I don't know the organization well enough to know whether it's going to cause more confusion or whether it's going to cause more uneasiness. I think you're going to be a better judge of that, but that's something to think about. Is this going to strengthen the organization, or is it going to rock the foundation? If it's already rocky, you want to stabilize it. And if that means you have to make a decision, make a decision. If you feel that your organization is strong enough and your foundation is strong enough to handle putting something to them to vote, and it's not going to cause any conflict, you can totally do that. As I mentioned, there's a lot of flexibility. But when you think about the whole as the organization, what is the healthiest and where are you at? There's a reason we are where we are today. So something to think about.
Just to add on what Lucy said, is that the interim chief doesn't preclude the permanent chief, but one of my comments I was trying to make is when we were reviewing the chief position, we had that in there, and then clearly if somebody had experience there, that got them qualified or not. So even though we're not precluding somebody or not, by being in that position gives them the experience so that it gets them to move farther along. Now, after having said that, I don't know if this is good or bad for Kyle, but you know, hearing that Kyle is actually a chief in another district is actually great. You know, I'm applauding him for that. And then in some way that gives him the check mark in that for moving to the permanent position. And then I would say Charlie already has a check mark from what he's done before. So in some ways that it sways some of my concern about giving people experience and stuff there, right? So, and then at that point, I might lean more towards expedience and then stability of the department, and then focus more on the permanent position of what
okay.
we're gonna do going forward.
So where did that leave you in terms of what to do next?
Given that, what I would make a resolution is we appoint Charlie, because he did it before.
Okay.
And then make a direction that way, and then focus on what we want to do for the internal or appointment of the new chief, and then look at qualifications, if we're going to do the internal versus third party process. And we don't have to decide those right now.
No.
But but you know, that type of thing, spend our effort going forward that way. Because that would be the most expeditious in my mind. And then where I go with it is that where, as we're talking about polling the members and then doing stuff, then we're gonna just roll stuff out. We start seeding some, you know, is it this way, is it that way and stuff. And then right now, I think what we wanna try to do is say, this is our direction, we're going forward at this time, and then, you know, we're gonna evaluate, you know, our job descriptions that we had before. At least in my mind, you know, we had certain things there. I think most of them are gonna stay, but maybe some of them would change. And then the one I remember that we spent a lot of time discussing is, does a person need to live in district? Right? And let's not bring that one up, because that was like hours discussions before. Okay. So
I've got some very strong opinions on that
right.
one.
Well, you know, that
not necessarily just that, but anyway.
So going back to, you know, where I started or where it took my mind is, you know, a resolution to appoint Charlie as the interim chief right now, go forward from there, and then look on the permanent process.
Okay. Are you making that as a motion?
Yes. Okay. Motion that we appoint Charlie as a permanent chief. Or not permanent chief.
Interim chief.
Interim chief. Interim chief.
Okay, I'm going to do this in a particular order, and I'm sure everybody understands why. Todd, would you... Oh, sorry. Todd or Jess, would either of you like to second that motion?
I would second the motion.
You would second it?
What was that, Ian?
So the motion on the table is to make Charlie the interim chief. So Russ has seconded that motion.
Russ has seconded. Oh, okay.
I'm typing out what the motion actually needs. It needs to be very specific.
Okay.
A quick second.
Okay. You want to give me that?
I motion that we, as of this meeting, appoint Charlie Schmitterman interim chief until such time that we start...
Give Lucy a second. She's typing it out.
Okay. Until such time we start the, or finish the permanent chief process. And then I would add that the permanent chief process has to start within 6 months of the appointment of Charlie to...
Bear with us.
Gee, in this desire to expedite everything, you're saying that you don't even want a statement from either Charlie or Kyle saying why they want to be interim chief.
Thanks, Lisa.
And...
We could do that if you want. But my opinion, or I've talked to both of them, at least in my opinion, I think I know where their desires are. In my opinion, they're both in the right order of what the district should be and stuff. So it's just gonna add to making a tougher decision for us, in my mind.
Okay. So Lucy's given me the motion, just because it has contained specific words.
Right.
So, Guy, the motion you're making is a motion to appoint Charlie Schmitterman interim chief for a term not to exceed 6 months. Which is basically where we put that.
Well, is that true? Because we have to start the process within 6 months, but it doesn't have to finish in 6 months.
Lucy said the interim chief can't extend past
6 months. Can't exceed 6 months.
Okay.
That is correct.
And
we have to.
If we're still doing this in 6 months, I'd be very.
I'm fine with that.
Disappointed.
Yep. You guys remember how I felt about it before, right?
I do. Yeah. I do. Okay. So the motion from Guy Fawcetti is to appoint Charlie Schmitterman interim chief for a term not to exceed 6 months. Can I get a second?
Second.
A second from Russ. Todd.
Yes, Kyle is very qualified, but I would agree with that. Yes, because Charlie did a great job last night.
Yeah. Jess?
Yes.
I'm also a yes, and I hope that both of them are going to apply for the permanent chief. I look forward to that process. But just to move the department forward, I think this is going to be a good decision for the department certainly in the short term, so we can just keep things running and keep things going in the right direction. Lucy.
And then one last thing, if in order for us to start working on what we're looking for the permanent position, we would need to make a motion. If you wanted me to help you with that process, I do have to have authorization from the board.
Yeah.
So there is a specific motion that we would need if that's the route you choose.
Okay.
It would be a motion to authorize me to start the fire chief search process.
Okay.
And that would allow us to work through job description, pay, and all of that.
Okay.
Second.
I'm not sure Lisa can, not sure Lisa can make the actual
motion. Damn it.
Just give me one second, because there's one thing I'd like to clear up on the interim chief process. Obviously, it's an increased workload. However, we do have PRNs that hopefully we can call on to cover some of the shift load. But I would suggest that based on our pay scale, Lucy, chime in if I lose my mind here, that the interim chief should get the what was the chief rating pay as it currently stands in our pay scale.
I would agree. Is that a motion?
I will make that a motion.
So you can't have the interim, the max would be for them to get paid what the fire chief would be.
Okay.
I would recommend that there'd be an increase. I would not recommend that you pay what a permanent fire chief would get paid.
Why is that, Lucy? I mean, they're going to be covering,
sorry, cut off.
They're going to be covering their shift captain role and the duties of the fire chief.
So you're saying they can get paid?
Yeah, and you know what they would make. As a fire chief, I feel like it gives them something to work towards. If you kind of, they're not able to fully do the executive position because they're still doing their other role, but there is an added incentive for taking on the additional responsibilities, which should get paid a little bit more.
Right.
But I think if we have to relook at the pay scale, we have to relook if what we were paying the prior chief is really where we need to be. If you automatically just put that interim chief in that role, and let's say that person does become the permanent fire chief, now you're tied to that wage, which may or may not truly be where that person needs to be based on qualifications and experience. That would be my only hesitation, that once you're putting them at a max of that wage, you're kind of already establishing what that new role, that new person's going to make. And I just think there's more conversations that should be made. Mike's qualifications and education and background are going to be vastly different than your current employees. And a lot of that is going to be tied to income as well. So I think it's something to think about, is it should be an increase, but my recommendation would be a higher increase, but not to match what a fire chief would make.
Okay.
And that's a recommendation.
I said $1 less.
$1 less. I don't think it would be. So we basically have, we have our pay scale that's laid out by qualification. And then there's a captain's pay rate on top of that, and then there was the chief's pay rate on top of that. I do not believe that by applying the chief's pay rate to the interim chief would take them above what the chief would be earning. I can't do that in my head. I'd have to go and look, but I don't think it's true.
Yeah.
Hmm?
So you'd lose that one and get that one. So basically,
the last process I did for this, the recommendation we got from the attorney was there is not a requirement to do this, to increase their wage. It's usually a good practice to do this, as there's additional duties while still covering their regular duties. The increase in pay can be included in the motion to appoint them as interim chief. A max would be the equivalent of the fire chief pay, but it can also just be a bump in pay that puts them a little bit above their current rate, but not necessarily the full fire chief salary.
Okay. Okay, let's answer this question proper. I'm just going to stop my screen share so I can look at a document privately.
I'm just trying to get a lighter color.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the answer for me, let me know. Probably make about $1 billion.
See what I mean?
Honestly,
I'd be inclined to pay more towards what the chief was making.
I would too.
So,
me three.
So,
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'd be inclined to pay close to what the chief is making. So,
just come forward for a second. I just need your input on, because I'm not 100% sure this is correct. That's the qualifications that I seem to have at the moment, and we should be paying you for.
So, fire officer two.
Because you've now got fire officer
and
two.
Are salaries public?
Yeah.
Never. Okay. Fire inspector. Fire instructor. Live fire instructor is not in there either.
Oh, because we didn't make that a thing. So, sorry.
Is this the salary spreadsheet that we got to integrate everybody's degrees around?
Sorry. I'll get them in a minute. So your
DFPC proctor I have. I have everything except for blue card, I think. There's a safety officer in there. This is much better than
me. You might need to rework this. Anyway, so you don't have safety officer.
I have safety officer. I don't have blue card, but I have all the other boxes.
So you should be paying that at the moment.
That's what you actually are.
So if I took that off, I did that on. Okay. So, Lucy, if we took the captain's allowance, for want of a better word, off, and put the chief's allowance on, it would increase pay, but it would be less than what the chief was earning. Does that make sense? I think you're on mute. Lisa, you're muted, sorry.
Sorry. It would be the amount, because there was a couple of salary adjustments, so would the amount be, what is the amount, where would that put him at?
So that would put him at 126.5. The chief was on 132.5.
But when you hired the chief, when did you hire him at?
126 dead.
I would say it should be below that, because there's no guarantee that we're going to post the chief position at 132.
Okay. Understood.
Which would be my recommendation. I mean, I think the last time
I
did this last year, and it was about 110, 115 what the interim pay was, and it was just slightly above. It was about a $10,000 increase.
We paid the interim the same as we were paying the chief last time.
Yeah, and I don't think we should pay.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
I don't think we should pay the interim less than we paid last time. That's certainly true. Yeah.
see inflation rate was 6.9% over the last year, so it ought to be maybe at least 7% higher.
Mm. Yeah, I wish my wages worked that way.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you, they don't. So I'm just typing in a message to make this clearer, Lucy.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm just typing a message to make clearer what I just said so that we're all on the same page. And I've already said this on record, so I'm not hiding this really from anyone. I'm quite happy to put it on public record again. And that also, based on our pay scale, would be if Charlie was the serving permanent chief, that would also be the same rate. So our chief spread is somewhere between 110 to 140, I think, with everything in there.
Did we pass Guy's motion?
I'm looking at
we
what
did pass Guy's motion.
Charlie's
we're
at
kind
now.
Of getting caught up in the paying thing because I made that awkward. Because that's me. Apparently, I can apply to me. Hang on a second. I'll give you a chance. I love public meetings. Okay. So I just formalised what I'd said earlier about the chief being on 132.5 and Charlie being on, would, according to our pay scale, be 126.5. Lucy's recommendation is that we do increase the pay, but only by 10,000 from his current pay, which would be 116.5.
I would go to 126.
So do you by any chance have the number that we paid last time?
It was 126.
It was that.
126 dead.
I would choose 126, and I agree with what Lucy's saying, and then her intent, but she's speaking from, I think, an HR perspective and a negotiations perspective. And I think what we want is we want leadership, and then as Russ mentioned, we're going to be dealing with inflation, so when we're going after the permanent position, we're going to have to deal with the salary scale at that point, you know, when we address that.
Okay.
And then my view on that is that's the board's problem. We have to pay more. We've got to figure out how we're going to fund that. Now look over at Todd or whatever. You know, that's our job, is to figure out how we're going to fund the department and what we're going to do for staffing.
Okay.
I think over the interim period, we've got one less paycheck to write, so budget-wise,
and that's true too.
Yes,
I agree with the 126. I understand what Lucy said, and that considering that, I think we're unique enough to do, especially if 126 is what we paid last time. No increase now almost seems too frugal, but better than the 10,000 over current we got paid for the shift gap.
Taking advantage of it, good nature. So.
Jess, go ahead.
I think last time was, I think last time as well was a far uniquer situation where we were also grossly short-staffed and didn't have alternative resources like the PRNs. The other alternative is we could split the difference and put it in at 120 and make no one happy.
Okay.
Like the real estate deal.
Todd, we don't all have to agree on this. We can have our own opinions, and I'll put it to a motion.
Are you asking for my opinion?
I'm just asking if you have an opinion, on which
is
direction.
That, we should pay equal to what was paid last time. Yeah, we do have more support staff, but we still only have, we had just one shift captain last time, at the time. But right now, we're going to be not increasing our, you know, the shift captain role has to be still filled, plus the fire chief role. And I feel like there's a lot of sweat equity put into the role last time.
Yeah.
And I think that we should pay for that sweat equity.
Okay. I'm going to put the motion to the board then, the rate of pay for the interim chief, as calculated from our pay scale, which I now just changed, stand by. Of 126,480.
Second.
Russ?
Yes.
Jess?
No.
Todd?
Yes.
Okay, so moved. Okay. Moving along. It's the what, sorry?
When you do the
middle number is the nay. The last one is abstain.
Lucy said we had to have a motion to have her start the permanent chief process.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that before.
Yeah.
Yes, the motion should be to authorize me to start the fire chief search process.
So, getting to the fire chief search process, the permanent fire chief search process, now we can think about that clearly. We spoke about this earlier, and I just want to make sure I've got this clear. I'm sorry if we're covering ground again. There are arguments for doing it internally only, and there are arguments for doing it externally. Sorry, that should be external, not third party. I feel we have two highly qualified internal candidates. Do we want to look externally? Or do we want to discuss looking externally for candidates? Or do we wish to keep it internal? Or do we want to do both? I think that's basically what we have to decide now. Is that correct, Lucy?
Not necessarily. You could decide this at the next board meeting. You giving me the authorization to start it just allows me to work on the salary, the job description, because that's going to be the same whether you go internal or external.
Right.
Or externally. So you don't necessarily have to do that now. You can definitely think about it. My recommendation would be to let it, to see how the interim chief, how things go for the next 30 days. But you don't have to decide today whether you want to go external or not.
Understood. That makes sense. So basically the only motion we have to make is whether we wish for Lucy to, or whether we wish to authorize Lucy, and sorry, remind me of your company name. Lucy.
Smarter HR Solutions.
We have a big head start on job descriptions and things from the last selection process.
We do. We'd need to review them to decide what we want.
I'd volunteer to report.
Okay.
I did it last time.
All right.
Would we want to do that before we engage Lucy Services, so we'd have something to give her, or?
I'd work with her. I mean, it's probably close enough.
I think it doesn't matter. We work with Lucy anyway, so I think, personally, I'd say, let's do the authorization. It gets us one step closer to what we need to do.
Okay.
And what I would say on that is that we had a format that we had before that works. She may have something else, and then I'll work with her on some things like that.
Okay. And I think we should definitely have internal and external.
Okay.
So we get the best candidates for the district.
Okay.
It occurred to me, too, that it might be easier to hire another shift captain than the chief search. Mm-hmm. So if we would promote someone internally, we have still a position to fill.
I agree with that.
I don't want to be overly expedient about that, but it would be great to settle the dust as quickly as we could while still being prudent.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the law slows us down quite a lot anyway, or statute slows us down quite a lot anyway, so we can't really rush into this. Making the authorization now just means that we could, Guy can work with Lucy directly and they can work on the job descriptions, and then the next board meeting we can all talk about that and flesh out the parts to make that process start to happen, because that's going to take us 30 days or so to do.
Are you making a motion, or do you want me to make a motion?
I'm not making a motion yet. We're still in discussion mode here.
Okay.
I'm good with it.
Okay. Jess, any comments on bringing Lucy in to do that?
I think it's important that we get the ball rolling on this, and it sounds like we don't have to make a lot of the super nuanced decisions right tonight, but we need to get this moving.
Okay. Todd, any thoughts, comments?
Yeah, I think we should move forward.
Okay. In that case, I'll make the motion to authorize Smarter HR Solutions to start the fire chief search process.
Second.
Jess.
Yes.
Todd.
Yes.
Guy.
Yes.
Thank you. Done. That means we do not need to talk about Resolution 2023-07, which is a temporary transfer of authorizations, which is good.
Okay, I move we remove that resolution.
We will remove that resolution from... actually spell that word, which I...
Unnecessary.
And yeah, I'm just waiting for it to spell for me. That's what I do now. Okay. Any other comments from the board regarding the appointment of the interim chief and or the permanent chief, as we've set it out so far?
Ian, I do have a question with the interim chief. Do we have to pass a resolution delegating the powers to Charlie?
I think that's what we just did.
The only motion you should need, the only motion you would need for now would be the one that was made earlier about appointing him, and then for the term not to exceed 6 months, we'll cover that. Okay.
Effectively, we've authorized him as the interim chief, so that's enough. I think the delegation resolution that we did before was more for the new chief to understand where we thought the division of labor was. I don't think it's absolutely necessary in statute, or, and if we get any requirements to do that, we can make a resolution and pass it if that becomes required from any of our continuing contracts, which is the only place those might come from.
Right, yeah, that was just my question, and if you want, that already exists as Resolution 2023-08.
I think you might want to consider that for the next board meeting, actually, just because we've got contracts which have Mike Scott as the point of contact. So we'd need something to back that up, just so. But yeah, it doesn't. We don't need to do it tonight because I think we need to write that resolution. Are you saying 08 did that?
It did that.
What does that?
Yes, it was on tap for the meeting on the 15th.
Okay.
That was originally the 07, and I renumbered it to account for the 07 that got that became unnecessary for tonight. So.
Give me 1 second.
I saw 07, so. Because that was with no interim chief, then it's like, oh, this was going to move to the shift captains. Now we have an interim chief, so I understand why 07 is unnecessary.
Yeah. It was a previous 07, so hang on, sir.
I might have not renamed it properly.
I don't think you renamed it. I think it's. I think it's still 07 in. Next week's meeting.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
You for not renaming it.
Oh, I see. And the 07 you gave me today was it just added the board members because we hadn't designated an interim chief at that point. Okay, in that case, then yes, we will. Let's do this now as we've got it written. So basically, this is resolution 2023-07. Which is the granting of powers from the board, or delegating of powers from the board to the interim fire chief. Basically, it grants the interim fire chief the same powers as the fire chief has. Anybody wants to read through that? Tell me if there's anything they'd like added, removed, agree or disagree with. I think it's a useful instrument to have in place.
Okay, I get that. Maybe not strictly, but
maybe not strictly clarifies. Necessary, but it just clarifies everything for.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
The only thing I would say, Ian, is to add Charlie's name in there somewhere. To identify him as the interim chief.
But if we just say interim fire chief, then this resolution works.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
It's in the unlikely event we would need to invoke it again in the future.
It's fine because the motion in the minutes would accompany this and that would note that.
That's true. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Good point.
There's lots of finer points.
And then do we need to approve the 7th day of March instead of the 15th?
Yes. Thank you for catching that. Okay, if everybody's okay with that now.
Ian, you're not sharing your screen, FYI.
Oh, did I? Thank you. Because I stopped. Now I forgot. Now I've forgotten how you share screen in Teams again. Oh, yes. Obviously marked share button. No, don't update my driver. There we go. Apologies.
Thank you.
So is everybody okay with resolution 2023-07 before I make the motion? Okay. So I make the motion that the board approves resolution 2023-07. A resolution of the Board of Directors of the Nederland Fire Protection District delegating power to the interim fire chief.
Second.
Todd?
Yes.
Jess?
Yes.
And Russ?
Yes.
So approved. Okay. Gee, I'll try and print that again tonight so that we can.
Yeah.
We know how well that normally works, so that we can get that.
Get home
approved
12.
And that's in place. The only other.
And on the minutes, I think it's probably still has 2023-07 marked unnecessary, so.
Good point. I will change that back. Let me. Okay. I think we're in an appropriate shape for this evening to continue for at least another week. Okay. In future business, obviously, we have to do the process for negotiating the terms for the permanent chief. Guy, you're willing to take that on?
Yeah, I did last time. I was looking over stuff.
You've got all the insight.
Yeah, but just the table.
Does anybody have an objection to Guy doing that?
Right.
We don't need to motion anything, but
not at all.
If you're all good with it,
got the
I am.
Falling up to Lucy, that's for sure.
Okay. We'll wait for you to report back to the board.
Yep.
So negotiate with, or talk with Lucy and get that sorted. Wow. We have no special executive session this evening. There was no special executive meeting conclusions. For the members of the public present, in the room and on Teams.
Did you
say something at the end of the meeting?
I did not.
Okay.
I was about to say, for everybody present, both on Teams and in the room, if you have any statements, comments, or questions, please make them now. Okay. Any other business from the board, please? Okay. Our next regularly scheduled meeting, which hopefully is the next meeting, is the 15th of March at 7 p.m.
Yeah. Motion.
No, just go ahead.
Motion to adjourn.
Don't get in the way of that. Please. Second. Russ?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Jess?
Yes.
Motion duly adjourned at 20:30. Okay. Thank you everybody much again, as always, for your time. Very much appreciated. See you all soon.
Thank you.
Is there a pinning ceremony for the Eagles on
the scope? Well, I was just... The 23rd badge pinning ceremony should definitely go on as planned.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Hang on.
Talking about that yesterday.
Hang on.
In our meeting, we're ready to go.
Okay. Stop. All of you talking.